has joined. Has joined.
Kodesh Tov, good evening.
Kodesh Tov.
Tonight's class is a Tikkun Zohar class. So we will start with Olshem Yehud. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarethu Ishkin Tez Yitzilu Urthimu Utsilu Utsilu Urthimu Leakta L'Shem Yudhe Bovavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. We are studying the prologue to the Tikkun HaZohar. This is section 40. The title is The 22 Letters. Paragraph 362. Davar achar v'hamaskilim yazhiru ileninun. At one de hawa lone shekel, lea ala kadam malka kolkad altikuno misitra igvura alum kule mifreya begin de ihi. Simala Tishri Vidaihu Bereshit
has joined.
Ashri Tishrei Begin Div Midat Heidin Itbere Alma Ugin Ta'alu Lemafreya. Another explanation, and the wise shall shine, are the letters. Since the 22 letters are the particulars of all the top levels existing in the four worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, and that had the intellectual sense to enter the king's presence, each one in its proper order. Because each letter has a specific instruction about its level in holiness and figured out its level by which the people of the world will be able to reach to the final correction, and therefore claim that it is worthy to create the world by its attributes. From the side of Gevura, all entered retroactively in the order of Tav, Shin, Resh, Kuf. Because Givurah is the left arm, which is the secret of the month of Tishrei, which is spelled Taf Shin Resh Yud. Since the month of Nisan is right, and Hesed and Tishrei is left, Givurah, this is Bereshit, an anagram of Bet Aleph Tishrei, came in the order of Taf Shin Resh. Because the world was created with the attribute of judgment. As it says, that at first the thought was to create the world with the attribute of judgment. Therefore, the letters entered in the backward order in the secret of the Mayim Nukdim, the feminine waters. This paragraph is explaining why the letters came before Hashem in the backward order, in the reverse order of the alphabet, starting with the Taf and moving forward to the right. So Taf Shin Kuf, Taf Shin Resh Kuf. And that whole section is in the prologue of the regular Zohar. So if you've never read it, or it's been a while, it's something you should constantly revisit. It's section, I believe it's section 6 of the prologue of the regular Zohar. Paragraph 363. Wehaukmuhu divi mina at itbere alma uveya alu adwan kesidran. Wiraza dimila amarti olam chesed yibane uginda kadalu atwan lemafreya uminaihu kesidran laba. Kuchabrihu Lemivre Behon Alma Ad Deshitaf Lon Bimina Usmala Uvara Behon Alma. Thus it was established by the masters that the world was created by the right, Chesed, since he foresaw that the world will not endure. He brought forward the attribute of mercy, binding it with the attribute of judgment, as will be explained later. And by it, the right column, the letters entered in their correct order in the straightforward manner, Aleph, Bet, etc. This is the secret of, I said, forever is mercy. Built.
Has joined.
Therefore, when the letters began to enter backwards and some of them in order, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not wish to create by them the world until He united them with the right and left together, and then He created the world with them. I'm not real clear on this paragraph when it talks about the letters entering in the order of the Aleph Bet, in the correct order, Aleph Bet, Gimel, etc. But it's clear there are some words that you have the order of the Aleph Bet, where they might start with a letter and then the rest of the letters in the word are in the forward looking order. So if it started with the letter Dalet, then the next letter would be Hey, the left, then the Vav, and then the Zion. But I'm not aware of words like that, although it's something we could look for. Paragraph 364. Let me rephrase.
Has joined.
There are words that are in that order, but there are other words where you have two letters in the direct order, and then the next letter is in the reverse order. It's further along. So you have a mixture in some words. You have the correct order in other words, and you have the reverse order in a third category of words. Paragraph 364. Natal Aleph Bet Miksid Ram. When Natal Tav Shin Resh Mil Mafreya. Washi Tev Behon At Yud Min Shemeya. Uvara Behon Alma. Begin de itkaim bin yana beginea we inun aleph bet yud tav shin resh aleph bet yud asher beyado nefesh kol chai tav torat Yo aheda wanu heyo, tamima shin shabbat resh reshit achma yirat ya ya yo ya yo aheda wanu heyo. He took the letters Aleph and Bet from their direct order, which is the right of the right column. And he took the letters Tav, Shin, and Resh from the backwards order, which is the secret of the left column, and combined the Yud of his name with them, which is the secret of the Masach, the curtain, the dividing line of Hirik from the central column, and created the world with them, with the above mentioned six letters. Which are also the six letters of the word Bereshit, so that the structure of the world will endure. They are the anagram of Aleph Bet Yud Tav Shin Resh. Aleph Bet Yud, which is the secret of in whose hand is the soul of all living. That hints to Malchut, the bundle of life. Tav is for the law of the Lord is perfect. Literally complete. Zeranpin and Tiferet. Shin is for Shabbat, Bina. Resh is for Reshit, beginning. The fear, literally the awe of Hashem, is the beginning of wisdom. A famous Psalm, verse 111, chapter 111, verse 10. And together they are one level with a full stature of Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. The first verse of the Anabakoach, the six letters are Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. So you see the first three letters are in the direct order of the Aleph Bet. The last three, the Yud is the middle, as this verse indicates. It's the Masach, the dividing line. And then the Tav Yud Tav Tzadi is in the reverse order. The Tzadi comes after the Tav in the Aleph Bet order. So that is explaining that part of this paragraph that's talking about the Anabakoach without mentioning its name. But it's saying that the Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi was used to create the world. And it is connected to the Chesed because it is the first verse of the Anabakoach. But then it's saying the Torah itself was created with the same letters, but it starts Bet Reishin, then it goes to the Aleph, Yud Tav. Bet Reishin. No, it's my mistake. It's Bet Reish, which is the direct order. Aleph Shin, which is the correct order. But Reish Aleph Shin is in a mixture of the order. And then Yud Tav, the last two letters, the Yud becomes the dividing line and the Tav is on its own. So this is what this paragraph is written clearly, and what it's really saying is that Hashem used the word Bereshit, the beginning, and it, we know from elsewhere that it's talking about these three levels, the Hakma, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut, the four levels. And we haven't had a discussion about why Netzach and Hod and Yesod are not included in that understanding. But those four levels are prevalent in many, many of the words in the Torah. Paragraph 365. Lemichal ela be'abet begindehu binyan av binyana de'alma uvashare lemichal begindeva atid lemikne Yerushalayim kema de'at amar bone Yerushalayim Yoahida wanu heyo Deim Yoahida wanu heyo Lo yivne bayit Shalom lu bonav Bo uvinyana Deoraita udalma Beat bet Atida lemivne wa'ala kayama alma uvahu. Zimna diat beniat keilu behahu. Zimna yitpere alma v'yitpene v'da bereshit bara Elohim. Of all the letters, the Holy One, blessed be He, only wished to start with the letter Bet because it is the binyan of the DNA, literally father structure, meaning a structure for the light of Chokmah, called Father, which is the structure of the world. He wanted to begin with it because with it he is destined to build Jerusalem, as you say. The Lord built up Jerusalem, and with it he will build the holy temple, as it says. If the Lord will not build a house, in vain did its builders labor. The structure of the Torah and the structure of the world are destined to be built by the letter Bet, and the letter is sustained through this letter. That time when the temple was built was as if at that very time the world was created and built up, and this is the meaning of the Bereshit. In a beginning, God created. That's the English translation of the first verse in the Torah. And here, I hadn't read this before, where we learn that Jerusalem, when it is restored, will be restored by the letter Bet. Verse 366. Aval kad harav bayit rishon keilu hawa almah tohu avohu ledaihu leharetz haita tohu miadit beniat vayomer elokim yehi or benein dekol adwan nefarim ba. But at the actual time when the first temple was destroyed, meaning during the actual time of the destruction, and see in Etz Chaim, the gate of the diminishment of the moon in chapter 2, and this is what it says. Had it not been for this great diminishment, the Klipot and the nations of the world would not have been able to destroy the Holy Temple. It was as if the world would not have been able to destroy the Holy Temple. It was as if the world was formless and desolate. And this is what it says, and the earth was without form and void. As soon as the Holy Temple was built, it says, and Hashem said, there will be light, since all the letters illuminate in the Holy Temple. This paragraph is clear as written as well. But it's bringing some information from the Etz Chaim about day 4 of creation, where the moon becomes diminished. Paragraph 367. We afal gav dior hu aleph or dila nede daharava bet mechamish bechamish nechorin deinun heilaya ishma kadisha. And even though light, which is or in Hebrew, which is hachma, is aleph, in the meaning of the verse, I will teach you wisdom, it is light by which it illuminates bet, meaning hachma does not illuminate in its upper three sephirot, except through Israel, Saba, and Tivunah, which are the secret of Bina and the lower six of hachma, that illuminates in the five lights, which are Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, which are the upper He of the Holy Name, Yud He Vav He, as supernal Abba and Ima are the secret of the Yud of Yud He Vav He, and Israel, Saba, and Tivunah are the first He. This paragraph belongs in our discussion that we had in the Deep Zohar today. So rather than go into this paragraph, which will take an extensive amount of time, please make note that of the paragraph 367, and we can look that up when it's time to discuss Israel, Saba, and Tivunah. Paragraph 368. Gimel amuda dismich beta deihu gemilot asadim tovim ihu samech ledalet deihu dalat uvan atar samicha Samich la begaluta, Aleph Samich V'nachir lebet gimel gamil chesedim dalet. The letter gimel is the pillar that supports the house, which is malchut, that is called house. And this pillar is beneficial acts of kindness. It is a support for the letter dalet, which literally means poor or deprived. He asks, and in what area does Gimel support Dalet? And answers, in exile. Aleph supports and illuminates Bet, and Gimel acts kindly with Dalet. This paragraph is clear as written. Paragraph 369. He asks, and by what does Gimel support and help the Dalet? He explains, Gimel is like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't read 369. Uv my gimel ihihu gal gal uva gal atguan mit gal belain bekama galile bedahava adahu diktiv yadav galin le zahav memulain. He asks, and by what does Gimel support and help the Dalet? He explains, Gimel is like a wheel, and all the letters turn in many rolls of gold. By it, as it is said, his hands are rods of gold set with beryl, which is the Hebrew word batarshish. Paragraph 370. My batarshish ela bitreshesh v'inun tirein deroin jedola Gevura Divchon Shari Oraita Bebet Uvhon Shaishit Payarkin Deinun Bavadvan Bereshit Diklilan Beamuda Demsaita Dehu Vav Wa'ale Aitmar Wayareshit Lo Lo Leat Vav Kishem Elkat Mehu Kayai Safin. He asks, what is Batarshish? And he explains, rearrange the letters to be Bitre Shesh, which is 2 by 6. Shesh Bitre is 2, and Shesh is 6. And they are for the 2 arms, the great, which is Chesed, and the right arm, the mighty, which is the left arm, which by both of them, Chesed and Givurah, the Torah begins with the Bet of Bereshit. And there are 6 parts in the 2 arms, since each has 3 joints that are hinted in the 6 letters of the word Bereshit. All 6 parts of the 2 arms, right and left, are included in the central column. Tiferet, which is the Vav. And they are 2x6, one of the two arms and one of Tiferet. About it, Tiferet, that is the central column, is said, and he chose a first part for himself. Lo is Lamed Vav, means for himself, and also means to the letter Vav, that by the ascension of the Mayim Nukvim, the feminine waters, from the central column that rises and regulates between the columns, right and left of Bina, and raises a revelation of Mohin, of Chachma, Bina and Dat, in Bina. In the secret of the three, they emanate from one. Thus he also attains them, since each measure of light that the lower causes in the upper, the lower the also merits. Therefore he saw the beginning of the Vav, meaning it also merits the top, Chachma, Bina, and Dat. In the secret, one is sustained by three. For the portion of the revered chieftain is there, literally referring to the Masach of the Chirik, that includes the two points, the lock, which is Manula, and Ki, which is Mafritecha. And all the Mohin get revealed in Mafritecha, in the Ki. And the point of Manula, the lock, is concealed. And it is the secret of the He of Moshe. Because Moshe is Mem, He, Pen, Shin, He. That was a collateral to Abraham. And since Moses was not given the chance to correct it, even though on his own right he was able to reveal its completeness, therefore no one knew his burial place, because the burial represents the flaw. And since he had no flaw, no person could know his burial until the final correction, when Moses' completeness will be revealed. Therefore, there in the central column, a portion of a ruler, a burial plot, which is Montreal. Portion of the ruler, which is the burial plot, which is Moses, is hidden, literally meaning reserved. This paragraph is long and involved, and it's essentially explaining why Moses' burial place cannot be revealed until after the Mashiach. Paragraph 371. Daladelet Deveta De Yerushalayim Vavamuda Isamicha Ledelet Behi Delet Darin Tarin De Itvar Bechon Pitchutli Sha'are Tzedek. Dalet is the door, Delet, of the house, which is Malchut, that is called Jerusalem, since by the acts of kindness of the Gimel, it goes from Dalet, an idiom of poverty and emptiness, to Delet, a doorway and opening, where all the lights can enter inside. The Vav, which is Zerantin, that illuminates with acts of kindness, is the supporting pillar to this door, Delet, and it becomes a doorway of two gates, the gate to the light of Chachma and the gate to the light of Hasadim, as said about them, open to me the gates of righteousness. This paragraph is, again, filling us up with code words. Paragraph 372. Paragraph 372 is going to be our final paragraph for today. Uvginda itle delet terrain jamijin. Ve'inun terein deroin ve'kol achad echad lavdeinun. Sheet pa parkin ili delet vedaihu delot di delote. Believe Hoshea be'at daladi deroa deit be'at erin amami. This dalet therefore has two roof lines, which are two columns. They are the two arms. Each one is also above, which is a gematria of six, which are six joints, which are the lower six sephirot of Hakma and the lower six sephirot of Chasadim. The lower six of Hakma are hinted in the long vertical line, and the lower six of Chasadim are hinted in the shorter horizontal line, lying on its width from right to left, as is known. That length hints to Hakma and width to Chasadim, and both together form the Dalit. This is the meaning of I am destitute, Daloti, meaning poverty and destitute, and he saved me. As this poverty became the gateway and the doorway to the chambers of Hakma, the letter Dalit is an arm that has two cubits to a moat to measure the height of the levels. I'm not quite clear on this verse. I don't know where the two roof lines come from, but I do understand the six joints, as we've talked about already twice in this section and in earlier sections. That's the completion of our class for tonight. We will pick up the balance of this section tomorrow in our 11 a.m. West Coast time class. Does anyone have any questions or thoughts or thoughts? And I would like to also add, since we've studied the Zohar and it is Rosh Chodesh, that we will participate with the teachings from the Zohar Spark for today, for Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. We're saying the phrase, L'shu'adcha kiviti Adonai Yohewahe Adanuyo Yohahedawanuheyo. Please say this with me. We're going to do it 30 times. starting now. L'shuach ha-kiviti Adonai Yo-he wa-he adanu yo Yo-ah-he da-wanu he-yo L'shuach ha-kiviti Adonai Yo-he wa-he adanu yo Yo-ah-he da-wanu he-yo L'shuach ha-kiviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo
Has joined
Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo yo ahe da he wa da yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu yo Yo ahe da wanu he yo Leshuatcha keviti Adonai Yo he wa he adanu danu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Le shuatcha kiviti Adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Leshuatcha kiviti Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Now please pray for the healing of the children of Israel, utilizing the tool of Mem He Shin, the 72 name. Pray for the elevation of your relatives. In my case, it's Jake Ben Herschel, Pava Bot Lewis, Judith Bot Yaakov, Sharon Bat Yaakov, Victor Ben Lewis, David Ben Lewis, and whatever you feel that you are lacking, pray for it for the children of Israel. Shalom Gadol to all. Chodesh Tov. Tomorrow we have four classes, a morning class for the fourth Aliyah of Parashat Noah. At 11 o'clock, a Tikkuni Zohar class. At 4:30, a deep Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., our Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Cheshvan. Shalom to everyone. Shalom Gadol, Chodesh Tov.
Has joined.
Chodesh Tov.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Chodesh Tov, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.